Hello，
Hello, everyone.
今天呢，我要来揭穿一个投资界的骗局。
Today, I'm going to expose a scam in the investment world.
什么骗局呢
？What's the scam?
长期持股、啊
？Long-term holding.
这可是巴菲特老爷子所倡导的。
This is what the old man, Mr. Buffett, advocates for.
而且啊，几乎所有自诩价值投资的大佬都在提倡。
And almost all self-proclaimed value investing gurus advocate for it.
你竟敢说这是骗局
？You dare to say this is a scam?
是的呀。
Yes.
长期持股呢，就是一个骗局。
Long-term holding is a scam.
想知道原因吗
？Want to know the reason?
欢迎点赞。
Welcome to like.
转发，听我呀。
Forward, listen to me.
来给你一点一点拆开来看。
Let's break it down step by step.
相信呢，你一定听说过这样的观念。
I believe you must have heard this idea.
做短线呀。
Trade short term.
就是炒作。
It's all hype.
就是投机，要长期持有。
The key to speculation is long-term holding.
那呀才算是投资。
That's how investing works.
而且呀、还有人煞有其事地告诉过你，看好一只股票呀。
And to add to that, someone else told me they were very optimistic about a particular stock.
买了之后啊。
After buying it.
就坚定地持有。
Firmly hold.
这样呀才会赚大米。
That's how you make a lot of money.
甚至呢还有人出主意，买了股票呀。
Even some people even came up with the idea of buying stocks.
就直接把 app 给卸载了。
Just directly uninstall the up app.
不要去管它。
Don't bother with it.
短期的涨跌，握几连呀。
The price fluctuated a lot in the short term.
回头再来看。
Looking back.
这样呀，才能够获取最大的利益。
Even then, you can still get the biggest benefits.
然而，今天呢，我想要告诉你的。
However, today, I want to tell you.
以上这些呀，都是骗人的鬼话。
These are all lies and nonsense.
谁听谁倒霉。
Who listens? Who suffers?
为什么这样说呢
？Why is it like this?
因为啊，这背后隐含了几个必要的前提条件。
Because there are several necessary preconditions underlying it.
首先，你买的呀必须是优秀的公司。
First, the company you buy from must be a good one.
因为只有好的公司
Because only good companies.
它才有可能创新高。
He has the potential to break new ground.
记住啊，时间啊是不会创造价值的。
Remember,Time is not a creator of value.
长期持有呢，也并没有什么魔法。
It's not like there's some kind of magic to long-term holding.
他只是把企业经营结果用复利的方式给放大了。
He simply amplified the results of running a business using compounding.
如果啊，这家公司它一直好。
If this company has always been good.
那么时间呢，就会放大这样的优势。
Then time will magnify these advantages.
反之
Conversely,
如果这家公司它不好
If this company is bad,
劣势呢
What's the disadvantage?
也会被时间所放大
Will also be magnified by time.
第二
Second,
仅是一时的优秀还不行
Not only is awareness important, but it must also be excellent.
还得持续优秀。
Keep up the good work.
因为啊，从本质上来看
Because fundamentally speaking,
股价呀是利润的函数。
Stock prices are functions of profit.
如果盈利不持续增长
If profits do not continue to grow,
股价呢也很难持续上涨，时间呀就无法实现复利放大。
It's also difficult to sustain rising stock prices for a long time, which makes it impossible to achieve compounding.
举个例子
，For example,
獐子岛，曾经的水产养殖龙头，农业产业化重点企业。
Danju Island was once a leading aquaculture industrialization key enterprise.
那后来发生什么了呢？
What happened later?
著名的扇贝跑路事件，从2014到2019连续发生扇贝跑路。
The famous incident of shell running occurred from 2014 to 2019, with shells disappearing.
饿死、暴毙的魔幻事件。
Events that lead to starvation or death due to magic.
而每一次啊，他的高层呢都能够提前精准的高位。
And every time, a senior management could accurately and precisely position themselves at a high level in advance.
减持股票，完美的避开。
Perfectly avoid stock reduction.
随后的下跌。
The subsequent decline.
后来呀，监管调取了卫星定位数据。
Later, the regulators retrieved satellite positioning data.
才发现他们财务造假。
I just found out that they were involved in financial fraud.
然后啊，股价呢就从34块一直的下跌。
Then the stock price continued to fall from 34.
现在呀，还剩下三块。
Now there are only three left.
三。
Three.
第三。
Third.
市场呢，遵循优胜劣汰机制。
The market follows a win-lose mechanism.
马太效应
Matthew effect.
公司啊才会越来越强。
The company will become stronger and stronger.
这一点呢是很多人所忽略的关键点。
This is a key point that many people overlook.
也是 A 股市场最缺的一点。
This is also a major shortage in the A share market.
为什么这样说呀？
Why is that?
比如美股市场呢就有一个特点。
For example, the US stock market has a characteristic.
坏公司啊死得非常快。
Bad company died very quickly.
像什么安然呀。
What are you like and ran?
雷曼兄弟啊。
Lehman Brothers.
无论呀你是不是曾经的巨无霸。
Whether you were once a giant.
只要出了问题。
As soon as there is a problem,
市场呀就会直接的淘汰你。
The market will directly eliminate you.
于是呢，资金啊就会从这些公司流出。
So the money will flow out of these companies.
从而啊流向更加优秀的公司。
Thus, it will flow towards more excellent companies.
像苹果
，like apples,
微软、英伟达，形成一个良性循环。
Microsoft and United Health formed a virtuous cycle.
好
，OK.
企业呢获得更多的资金，你的效率呢也更高。
Businesses also have more capital, which leads to higher efficiency.
而 A 股呢存在大量的垃圾公司。
And as for shares, there are a lot of garbage companies.
仅仅是 ST 的公司啊。
Just a company called ST.
就有两三百家。
There are about 200 or 300.
这些公司啊是持续的亏损。
These companies are continuously losing money.
主营业务呢早已崩溃。
The main business has already collapsed.
光靠政府补贴。
Relying solely on government subsidies.
活着靠保壳。
Live on shells.
靠讲故事
，by telling stories，
资产重组，长期留在市场上。
The company has been successful in restructuring its assets and remaining profitable for a long time。
因为啊，上市资格啊
，because of the IPO qualification，
它本身就很值钱。
It's already valuable。
过去啊，一个壳呢就价值几十亿。
In the past, a single shell could be worth tens of billions.
除了这些垃圾公司
，In addition to these garbage companies,
还有很多呀是非常平庸的公司。
There are also many mediocre companies.
他们不造假，不违法。
They are not cheating, and that is not illegal.
但赚钱的能力啊却越来越弱。
but the ability to make money is becoming weaker and weaker.
不增长也不创新。
No growth, no innovation.
这样的公司啊，是长期投资最大的陷阱。
Such companies are the biggest traps for long-term investment.
为什么这样说？
Why is this the case?
因为他们不会让你财富一夜归零。
Because they won't let your wealth disappear overnight.
就会让你在这十年后发现，股票呢，它还在，指数呢？
This will allow you to see the stock and the index in 10 years.
它也还在。
It's still there.
但财富啊，却被时间慢慢地吞噬掉了。
But the wealth was gradually consumed by time.
这样的公司啊。
Such a company.
在 A 股里啊，至少占了一大半。
In A shares, it accounts for at least half.
如果啊，你在对比美股和大 A， 还有一个很大的不同点，公司的数量，什么意思
？If you are comparing the number of companies in U.S. stocks and shares, what does it mean?
A 股2015年上市公司有2740家。
There are 2,740 listed companies on the A-share market in 2015.
2025年增长到了5,477家。
In 2025, there were 5,477 companies.
十年啊，增加了接近一倍。
10 years, an increase of nearly double.
而美股呢，则走出了完全不同的一条路。
Meanwhile, the U.S. stock market took a completely different path.
很多人不知道，美股呀，常年退市数量超过 IPO 的数量。
Many people don't know that the number of stocks that have been delisted from the U.S. stock market is much higher than the number of IPOs.
上世纪九十年代
，In the 1990s.
美股上市公司总数超过了8000家。
There are over 8,000 publicly listed companies in the U.S. stock market.
而现在呢，下降到只剩下4000多家。
And now it has fallen to just over 400.
原因啊，并不是经济衰退。
The reason is not an economic recession.
而是严格的退市制度。
Instead,A strict delisting system.
经营不善，退市。
Business failure and withdrawal from the market.
财务造假，直接退市。
Financial fraud leads to delisting.
股价长期待跌。
All-term low price.
警告，整改失败。
Warning, repair failed.
直接退市。
The list immediately.
相比较之下。
Compared to leisure,
A 股公司的标准流程是什么呢
？What is the standard process for share companies?
上市、炒作、见顶、成绩，只有少量退市。
The number of investors who profit from the hype and then withdraw their funds is very small.
说白了呀
，In simple terms,
只要保住壳啊就可以了。
As long as the shell is preserved, it's fine.
结果啊，就是大量的公司滥竽充数。
The result is that a large number of companies are faking it.
而美股市场呢，是逼着公司从优秀到更优秀。
And the U.S. stock market is forcing companies to become even better.
普通公司啊，逐渐被淘汰。
Traditional companies are gradually being eliminated.
随着弱者退出，强者做大。
As the weak exit, the strong become bigger.
这市场的质量就越来越高。
The quality of this market is getting better and better.
最后一点，也是最基础的一点，政策环境啊。
The last point is the most basic one, a policy environment.
必须得稳定。
It must be stable.
经济学和投资领域呢，一个非常核心的观点就是，企业呀，最怕的不是监管。
A very core point in the fields of economics and investment is that companies are most afraid of not regulation.
而是不确定的监管。
Instead, it is uncertain regulation.
为什么这么说呢？
Why is that the case?
因为企业投资本质上呢
Because enterprise investment is essentially
就是在赌明天赌未来一家普通餐馆投资100万
Investing $1 million in a regular restaurant is like betting on tomorrow's future.
正常情况下
Normally,
3-5年左右就回本吧。
It should be profitable within 3-5 years.
如果这个时候物业突然规定外面不让摆桌子
If at this time, the property suddenly stipulates that it is not allowed to set up tables outside,
十点之后啊
After 10 o'clock
不准夜宵老板
Don't be too small boss
就立刻傻眼了
I was immediately dumbfounded
一个车企啊投资要100
A car company wants to invest 100 million Okay
回本周期呢是7-10
This period is from 7-10 years
一会儿呀、啊、改变购物税政策
Change the shopping tax policy in a while
一会儿呢又取消了新能源的补贴
Soon the subsidies for new energy vehicles were cancelled again
这影响的呀不是利润
This is not about profit
而是车企的生存
Instead it is the survival of car companies
一边呢说要大力发展教育转头呀
While one side is talking about vigorously developing education, the other side turns around and does something else.
又把教培行业全部都取缔，狂砸1000亿。
All educational and training institutions are shut down, and the yellow guys will lose 100 billion.
说要发展光伏，几年之后呢？
After saying that we would develop solar power for several years,
又提出了要反内卷，头一年呀。
It seems like we're going to be fighting against internal competition for another year.
提出金融是核心竞争力。
Financial expertise is a core competency.
第二年呀，就立刻要求强监管。
Second year, immediately demanding strict regulation.
全国严打，超过5000家平台呀。
Crack down on more than 5,000 platforms nationwide.
全部清零。
All reset.
说房地产呢，是支柱产业的定位。
The positioning of real estate as a pillar industry.
刚落地。
Just arrived.
立马呀，又出台了3条红线。
Immediately, 3 new red lines were issued.
昨天说呢，要欢迎外商投资。
Yesterday, I said that I would welcome the investment.
明天呀，又全民抓间谍。
Tomorrow is another national spy day.
那我请问，面对这样的环境
，So in this situation,
谁能够坚持长期主义
？Who can stick to long-termism?
巴菲特老爷子为什么特别钟爱可口可乐
？Why does Warren Buffett love Coca-Cola so much？
因为他能够预测30年之后啊。
Because he could predict 30 years into the future。
还会有人喝可乐
？Will anyone still drink Coke？
而西大呢是不太可能。
And the West is not possible。
明天就说啊，大力发展可乐。
Tell me tomorrow, vigorously develop Coke.
过两天又说，可乐行业要全面整改。
In a couple of days, the Coca-Cola industry is going to be comprehensively reformed.
所以啊，本质上老爷子看中的不是可乐。
So, essentially, the old man wasn't really interested in Coke.
而是对未来的确定性。回到视频。
Instead, return to the video.
一开始
Initially,
巴菲特老爷子说啊
Mr. Buffett said,
长期持股这句话呢
The phrase long-term investment refers to,
他没错
He's right.
但他说的呀是美股某些人呢照搬到大 A 市场
But what he said is that in some years of the U.S. stock market, certain trends will be copied to the A-share market.
就成了刻舟求剑。
It's like trying to find a sword on a raft.
就好比啊，你专一地守着一个海王，只。
It's like you're always guarding a king.
让他终身只爱你一个人。
Depend on him to love you forever.
结果呀，却被他无情地抛弃。
The result was that he ruthlessly abandoned her.
这能怪谁呢？
Who is to blame?
大家来评论区说说吧。
Let's discuss in the comments.
加入会员专区。
Membership area.
让我系统带你看到更多的真相。
Let me guide you to see more truths.
更多精彩。
More exciting.
尽在会员专区。
All in the members area.
欢迎订阅。
Welcome to subscribe.